hard, you need to take action, because action equals motivation and action is active change. When I went to South Korea, or when I started my first company, I was not sure that I can. I hadn't underwent some magical mindset change that gave me a 100% confidence score that I can do this. I just decided to take action because I didn't want these experiences letting me pass by. I decided to take action against my own doubts, against the doubts of everyone around me, and maybe even against all odds. But I gave myself the chance to learn how I can. And in the same sense, learning how you can consists of a step of actions. First, you have to decide what it is that you want to focus on. Now, it doesn't matter whether that's a big or a small thing. It doesn't have to be someone that everyone else will perceive as grand. It is just important that it is something that you are really passionate about, something that you hold dear to your heart. And then don't even go down the entire rabbit hole of self-doubt. You don't even need to think about your goal in the context of whether you personally believe you can do it. You just want to entertain the thought of how someone would go about achieving this. It's a little trick that's fairly effective, at least for me. When I started my company, I didn't know about managing or starting a company at all. I didn't grow up in an entrepreneurial family and I didn't really have any mentors. So the only thing in that moment that I could do was look for any type of information about this topic. So I started reading through online articles, guides, YouTube videos, and I collected all the information that I could about how other people have done this. I even found a startup program where they teach you these types of things. I listed down every single thing that I found and I researched every single item until I had a pretty good understanding of what it is that needs to be done in theory for a company to succeed. And after that, I